If my fingerprints are still around, you have not cleaned the church well enough.
Jalu, what did you say?
Well, it's a joy to be here to be sharing with you God's precious word.
感谢主在这里，很高兴能够在这里与大家分享神宝贵的话语。
What better message than to be reminded of the blessings of the Lord?
又何等的美好的信息，再次提醒我们神的祝福。
How we often need to be focused on none other save Jesus Christ alone.
我们应该要专注于耶稣基督，除了耶稣基督以外，别无其他的专注。
This morning I have a great text.Well known to many people.
今天早上我有很大的这个这个圣经的话语，许多人很熟悉的。
A passage taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 6.
这段经文是取自民数记第六章。
It is known to be the Aaronic benediction.
这是一个很奇妙的这个祝福。
I suppose we know many other.Benedictions in the Bible.
我相信大家都很熟悉其他的圣经里面的祝福。
Especially those in the New Testament.
特别是在新约的祝福。
Our pastors normally stand up here and pronounce the benediction at the end of the service.
牧师通常会站在这里，在聚会的结束来给大家祝福。
The quickest, the shortest would be 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14.
最短最直接的通常是在哥林多后书第十三章第十四节。
The apostolic benediction where the pastor, the preacher, the priest will pronounce God's grace upon the congregation.
而这个牧师传道通常会在这个会众里面来宣讲神的这个祝福。
The longer ones are found in Hebrews at the end of the chapter and also the book of Jude, the last few verses.
而长比较长的祝福是取自这个希伯来书第十三章，还有犹大书。
But this morning we want to look at Numbers chapter 6.
今天早上我们要来思想民数记第六章。
In the last few verses of this chapter, Aaron was told to pronounce that benediction upon the congregation.
而在这段经文里面，这个亚伦被吩咐要来向会众来宣告这个祝福。
It was a specific command of God to pronounce that benediction on God's people.
而这是神专特别的这个命令，来向神的百姓祝福。
In fact, God put His name in that benediction.
而神把他的名字放在这个祝福中。
And it has to be pronounced upon God's people at the end of the service.
这在这个聚会之后呢，这的时候呢，来向主的这个会众来宣告。
We have already read the last few verses.
我们已经读了那最后的几个段经几节经文。
But let me just read once again the middle part of this portion.
让我再读一次这段经文的中间的部分。
Beginning at verse 24, the Lord bless thee and keep thee.The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
第二十三节说，第二十四节说，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你；愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华向你仰脸，赐平安。
What is significant in this benediction is that God puts His name.In that benediction.
在这祝福的当中，特别的地方是神把他的名字放在这个祝福里面。
At least three times the Lord says, Jehovah bless thee and keep thee.
至少三次说到耶和华赐福你，保守你。
That's a name familiar with the Jewish people.
这个名字对犹太人来说是相当熟悉。
Because it is a very personal name of God.
因为这是神这非常专注的这个名字。
That reminds them of their relationship with the Lord.
就提醒他们与神之间的关系。
A God who will keep His promise.
就是神会保守他的这个应许。
A covenant-keeping God.
是保守应许的神。
And therefore, when He puts His name on that blessing, that blessing we know will come to pass.
而当他把他的名字放在这个祝福里面，我们知道这个祝福会实应验实现。
For example, we look at the creation.
举个例子，我们看见这个创受创造的物。
When God commands something happen.
我们看到神吩咐某一些事情发生。
Let me just read one or two verses from the book of Genesis, chapter 1.
让我来读创世纪第一章。
Verse 22, and the Lord blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth.
在创世纪第一章二十二节说，神就赐福这给这一切，说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。
And again in verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
在二十八节说，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And we realize that everything that God said there came to pass.
而我们知道神所吩咐的一切都实现。
In fact, when he says, let there be light, and there was light.
神在那里说要有光就有光。
So when God commands his blessing, when God pronounces his blessing, we can be sure this blessing will be ours.
当神吩咐这个应许的时候，祝福的时候，神必要实现这个祝福。
So we realize that God is the one who is the origin of this blessing.
我们看到神就是那祝福的源头。
He holds the key to all our blessings.
他就是一切祝福源头的关键。
And therefore, if you look for blessings anywhere else than God, you will not have that blessings.
只要你要在神以外来寻找祝福，你会找不着。
As much as God is so closely related to His people, so must you.
而神是那么的与他的百姓们亲近，我们也可以与他亲近。
Unless you have a relationship with this God of the Bible, my dear friends, there will be no blessings.
除非你有与这位圣经里面所说的这位神有关系，不然你就没有这个祝福。
We sang the doxology just now. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
刚才我们在唱三一颂的时候，我们在赞美神的时候呢，我们来说赞美神，一切的万物之源。
So what is it that God in this Aaronic benediction?Pronounce.
神在这祝福里面所要宣告的是什么呢？
He pronounced basically three things.
在这宣告里面，他主要在讲到三个重点。
First of all, in verse 24, the Lord bless thee and keep thee.
首先在这个二十四节里面说，神赐福你，保守你。
Here is the blessings of God in his protection.
这里是神他保护的这个应许。
And we know he is the one who is strong enough, powerful enough to shield us from all problems, all difficulties in life.
他是那么的有这个能力，他能够保守我们免去这些在生命中的这些困难与这些问题。
In fact, the book of Psalms tells us that it is the Lord who keeps Israel.
在这个诗篇里面讲到神是那位保守以色列的。
Psalm 121 verse 4 to 7 it says, The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shed upon thy right hand.
而在诗篇第121篇里面讲到神是那位保护他我们的免受一切灾害的。
And because he is our protector, the Bible tells us, the sun will not smite thee by day nor the moon by night.
因为保护我们的是耶和华，所以白天太阳必不伤我们，夜间月亮必不害你。
How wonderful to know that this God that we believe in is the one who will protect us.
我们感谢神，这位神我们所信靠的，他是那位保守我们的。
And to have him watching over us by day and by night.
而他来白天晚上都来保守我们。
While you sleep, beloved, God is watching over us.
当我们还在睡梦中的时候，神在保守我们。
And that's the reason for those who can trust in God fully, they will be able to have a good night's sleep.
所以那些真心信靠神的，他们可以一晚可以得到很好的安睡。
We know there is a slogan not too far from my place because it's a police academy. They say, "While we sleep, they watch."
在我附近这个有这个警察学院那里说，有一个标语说，当我们在睡觉的时候，他们在警醒。
But we know from the Bible, the watchman may be awake to watch, but it is the Lord who preserves us.
我们知道在圣经里面讲到这个看顾，我们知道是神在保守我们。
Beloved, without God's permission, there will be no harm that will come upon you.
是的，亲爱的，我们知道没有神的允许，没有任何伤害能够临到我们身上。
We have read many stories in the Bible of God's preservation over His people.
在圣经里面有讲到神对他百姓的这个保守。
So much so that the children of Israel were reminded to say these words.
这样多是这个以色列的这个百姓这样说。
If it had not been the Lord who has been on our side, what would happen to us?
若不是耶和华在我们这边的话，我们又会如何呢？
Beloved, we are a blessed people.
亲爱的，我们是神所祝福的。
God pronounced this blessing and keeping over you.
神宣告他的这个祝福和保守我们。
Paul says there in 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
看见这个保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节说。
He says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless."Under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的日子完全无可指摘。
And again in Jude it says, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
那能保守你不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，那欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
Beloved, God will keep His word.
亲爱的，神会保守他的话。
Because He puts His name on that blessing.
因为他把他的名字放在他的祝福当中。
And we know this God that we believe in will never lie, neither will He forget His people.
我们知道我们所信靠的这位神，他不说谎，他也不会忘记他的百姓。
And therefore, as his people, we should continually trust in him.
所以我们身为他的百姓，我们应该继续的来信靠他。
Secondly, there is another blessing pronounced there in verse 25.
在第二十七节那里讲到这个祝福的这个保守。
Where it says, Jehovah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee.
耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐福于你。
Here is something I believe very, very special for His people.
在这里，我看见一段很特别的，就是对他的百姓的这个保守。
More than just protection, God is giving His presence.
神不但是给他的这个保护，也给他的同在。
Where His face will be shining upon us.
而他的脸光照我们。
No, it's so important for children when they are faced with difficulties and problems.
对于他的子女来说，说当子女面对这个困难问题的时候
，to have the face of the father or the mother looking upon them.
就看到父母亲的脸在看顾着他们。
And when he or she is aware of that.
当他们发觉到这一点
，the fear will no longer linger in his or her heart.
他们就不再这个惧怕。
There is a sense of assurance.
他们有这个确据的这个感觉。
There is a sense of confidence to trust what the parents are able to do.
他们有这个很确定的这个是相信能够知道父母会为他们所做。
No, beloved, we ought to fear when God turns His face away from us.
亲爱的，我们要惧怕的是，当神转脸不顾我们的时候，我们就要惧怕。
It was a psalmist who says, God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us.
有诗篇有的诗人说，求主你继续保守我们，看顾我们，以你的脸光照我们。
It was Daniel who prayed this prayer in Daniel chapter 9. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon us, upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake.
在但以理书那里说，求上帝你用你的脸来光照我们，听我们的我们的神，求你垂听仆人的祈祷，恳求为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。
Beloved, how important it is to have God Himself smiling upon you.
亲爱的，我们是何等的重要！假如神能够以他的笑脸来光照我们。
Of course, we know that we will not see literally the face of God.
我们知道我们不能够真的见到神的面。
But in the depth of our heart, we can sense whether He's angry with us.
在我们的心灵深处，我们可以知道他是否向我们发怒。
Whether whatever we are doing is acceptable before the Lord.
是否我们所做的一切是神所接受的呢？
And therefore we come with trepidation, beloved, every time we worship, every time we pray.
所以我们当来到神的面前的时候，我们需要来认罪悔改。
We want to be very sure whatever we are doing is really for the glory of God.
我们要确定我们所做的一切都是为神的荣耀。
And therefore, we seek His face.
所以我们要来寻求神的面。
We seek His favor.
我们来寻求神的喜悦。
We desire Him to be delighted.
我们是要使到神得喜欢。
We desire the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable before Him.
因为我们也希望我们口中的言语和心中的意念得到神的这个悦纳。
But any moment we feel that He is angry with us.
在任何时刻我们知道神在不喜悦的时候
we need to beg like the psalmist we need to beg God like Daniel that he would turn his face upon us
我们要好像这个诗人好像这个但以理那样向神来求他使他脸来转向我们
yes our church need to be burning for the Lord
是的我们的教会应该为主燃烧
we need to allow this candlestick to remain in the church of Jesus Christ
我们要使到这个教会的光继续来为主来发光。
We pray that this candlestick will not be removed from us.
我们求主让不要这个金灯这个灯台从这个教会中挪去。
That God would allow us to continue to burn for Him.
求神容许我们继续来为他燃烧。
But if it is taken away, beloved, that's the end of our church life.
假如这个灯台被挪去，就是我们这个教会生命的终结局。
That's the end of our witness for Jesus Christ.
就是我们这个对主做见证的结束。
When God is not looking at you, He has turned His back on you.
当神不再看我们的时候，他是转脸背向我们。
It was Jeremiah who said these words.
耶利米书那里说
I will scatter them as an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face.In the day of their calamity.
在这个耶利米书第十八章第十七节那里说我必在仇敌面前分散他们好像用东风吹散一样遭难的日子我必以背向他们不以面向他们
When God is determined to punish a nation
当神定义要处罚这个国家
He will first of all turn his back away from him
他先要把他的这背向他们。
Isn't that very fearful, beloved, for a child of God?
亲爱的，这个难道不是对于神的儿女是很可怕的事吗
？Not to have a sense of God's smile upon our lives.
难道不是这个神的这个体验不到这个神的这个笑脸在我们的生命中吗
？But to have a sense of God not listening to our prayers.
我们就看见神没有听我们的祷告。
That God seems to be far away.
神似乎是很遥远。
What do we do if we sense that way?
然后我们感觉到这样的话，我们要怎么行呢
？I think the important thing for us is really to come and seek Him most of all.
很重要的就是我们要来到他面前来寻求他。
Until He comes back to us.
直到他回转向我们。
Of course, we need to confess, we need to repent of our sins.
我们需要向神来悔改，来认罪悔改。
We need to ask Him to search our hearts.
我们求神来审查我们的心。
If there be any wicked way in us,
只要在我们心中有任何恶行，
He would enable us to realize our wrongdoing and repent and seek His forgiveness.
让我们能够知道我们的罪，来悔改，来向他求赦免。
And then he will be gracious to us.
然后他就向我们施恩。
And that's exactly what God is saying here. The Lord bless, make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee.
这就是这里民数记所说，神的脸光照你，赐恩于给你。
The word there, be gracious unto thee, literally means he bent or stood in kindness to an inferior.To bless.
就是这个赐恩给你，就是神屈身下来，来向你显出，向一个卑微的人显出他的喜悦，还有他的恩典。
As we are aware what the word grace actually means, the undeserved favor of God.
这个恩典的意思就是说，我们得到这个不配得到神的这个喜悦。
To stoop to us.
才临到我们身上
to come to our level,
来临到我们的这个阶段
condescend to our position,
来临到我们这个地位上
and to perhaps raise us up,
而或许是把我们升高
and to cleanse us and to clothe us,
来呼召我们
that's the act of God,
那就是神的这个行为
we are reminded of the story of the prodigal son,
我们看见这个浪子的这个比喻。
While he was dead in the depth of his sin,
当他死在他的罪当中，
he has rebelled against the father.
他背逆他的父亲。
He has turned his back on the father.
他背叛父亲。
And yet, when he decided to come back, it was the father who first and foremost ran to him and took him, as it were, and clothed him.
当这个浪子他回转向他父亲的时候，他父亲跑上前去拥抱他，环绕他。
The Lord will be gracious unto thee.
而神来赐恩给我们。
What a wonderful God we have in the Bible.
这是我们圣经里面所说的这位何等奇妙的神呢？
He is one God who allows our U-turns.
他是允许我们来回转向他。
He will not reprimand us for no reason.
他不会无故的来惩罚我们。
And as soon as we turn back, he will be ready to receive us.
只要我们愿意悔改，他愿意来接受我们。
Such is the wonderful God that we believe.
这就是我们所需要的这位神。
It was Paul who says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
这个保罗他在哥林多后书也说，神能够使一切赐恩的给你们。
And that's the grace he constantly outpour upon our lives.
这就是神常赐给我们的许多的这些恩典。
Oh beloved, how unworthy we are even to have a little drop of the grace of God.
我们是何等的蒙福呢？能够得到神的这个恩典。
When we deserve his punishment, when we deserve his hell.
当我们是应该要受这个地狱的惩罚的这时候。
And yet, out of grace, he sought us out.
但是却在神的恩典之下，他寻找了我们。
Then lastly, there is a pronouncement of his blessing of peace.
而最后，他也向我们宣告他的平安。
We see then verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
在26节说，愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。
He lift up his countenance and he give you peace.
他向你扬脸赐你平安。
Now this is a picture of the king lifting up his scepter and allowing the petitioner to come close to seek his face.
这就是一个图画，就是他这个王呢，把他的这个杖呢伸向我们，来接受我们。
It's a wonderful privilege to be allowed to come into the very presence of God.
这是何等的一个有这个特权，我们能够来到神的面前。
No doubt, in the presence of the King, we tremble.
虽然我们在王的面前，我们会战惊。
Or when we come before this King of Kings.
但是我们来到这位万王之王的面前。
No doubt he's fearsome.
虽然他是很可怕的。
He's awesome.
他是很巨大的。
He's majestic. He's glorious.
他是很伟大、至尊的。
But at the same time, beloved, the Bible tells us he's gentle.
但是神圣经也告诉我们他是温柔的。
He's patient. He's long suffering.
他是忍耐的，他是很久忍耐的。
He is like what people call Jesus, a friend of sinners.
他就是有人所称的耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Oh, he allows you to come.
他容许我们来。
And you can tell him all your heart's desires.
我们可以把心中所愿的向他祈求。
And in his presence, you can experience his peace.
在他的同在，我们可以经历他的平安。
Beloved, are you living in a with much uncertainty in your life?
亲爱的，你是否活在这个生命中的不定的因素当中呢？
No doubt we are living in uncertain times, isn't it?
虽然我们在这个时候是不稳定的时候。
If you had booked a ticket to go to Batam last week,
你有这个是否有订这个票到这个巴旦岛？
I think you will cancel your trip, isn't it?
我相信你会取消你的行程。
I've received so many SMS telling us there's going to be demonstration.
我收到很多这个简讯说在那里会有很多的示威。
People of another race will be targeted.
他们会排除另外一个种族。
How to have peace in that kind of situation?
在这样的情况之下，如何有这个平安呢？
Remember, we were there and we met your deacons.
我们在那见到你的执事。
We've gone to book a hotel or something in Batam for your next camp.
要去那里订巴旦岛订下个营会的这个饭店的位。
In fact, a few days before that, we received a lot of news. Don't come, don't come. There are all these problems in Batam.
在几天之前，我们就听接到很多这个简讯说不要去，不要去。我们收到很多这个简讯说不要去。
Of course, a few of us were shaken.
我们就有一些动摇。
But after some time of consideration and earnest prayer,
过了一段恳切的祷告之后。
The pastor over there says, "Come, no problem."
那牧师就说来吧，没问题。
So we really experienced the peace of God.
所以我们真的是体验到神的平安。
And we all came back in one whole peace.
所以我们很平安的回来了。
The peace of God that passes all understanding.
神的平安超越我们一切所想所求。
It is a peace.That Jesus Himself gives.
而这就是平安，就是耶稣本身所赐的。
It is His peace.
这就是他的平安。
Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you; my peace I give unto you."
耶稣基督在约翰十六章二十七节说：“我所赐给你的平安，就是留给你们。”
Peace, not as the world giveth, Jesus says, "Give I unto you."
这平安不是世人所给的，我所赐的平安是超越世人所给的。
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
你的心里不要忧愁，也不要惧怕。
It is not because Jesus have no problems, no trouble.
不是耶稣
smooth sailing in his life.
不是耶稣没有问题，没有困难，没有任何的危机在他生命中。
He was in the midst of the storm.
他是在这个暴风雨当中。
He had all this opposition, all this persecution, all these problems.
他有这些反对他的人，逼迫他的人在当中。
How did he handle them?
他如何来面对他们？
You can be sure Jesus was never stressed out.
我们可以确定的就是耶稣不在压力之下。
Jesus was never at a point where he just don't know how to handle this.
他不会在一个环境里面他不知所措的环境中。
But we can be sure Jesus overcame all the most depressing situations in his life.
我们相信耶稣基督在他生命中最感到压抑的时候的，他胜过这些时刻。
One graphic example was when he was in the boat.
一个很特别的例子就是当他这个船中的时候。
When the wind was boisterous.
当这个风在刮很大的时候。
When the ship was about to sink.
当这个船要沉下海的时候。
When the disciples were all screaming for help.
当这个门徒他们在呼救的时候。
The Bible tells us Jesus was asleep.
圣经告诉我们耶稣在睡着了。
Beloved, that's a kind of peace he has in his heart.
就是这样的平安在耶稣基督的心中。
He knows, yes, he's in control of this situation, but he knows his father watches over him.
他是知道这些都在他的掌控之中，他也知道神在，父神在天上看着他。
Is there any storm troubling you today?
今天是否有这个风浪在我们的生命中
？Dear friends, you want to put your faith and trust on the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友，我们应当来信靠、相信耶稣基督。
You know, when you face all these difficulties, tell yourself in your heart, like the psalmist did in Psalm 42.
我们在面对这一切的时候，要像这个诗人在诗篇第四十二篇那里说。
Speaking to his own heart, the psalmist says, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
在诗篇二十四十二篇第五节说，我的心哪，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我们，我还要称赞他。
This is the psalmist talking to himself.
这是诗人在对自己说话
calming his heart,
在安定他的心
and to trust in God.
来信靠神
Recently I've been speaking to some church members who are facing moments of depression.
我最近在对我的会友在面对一些压抑的情况来说话
Some were going through some thoughts of suicidal thoughts.
有一些甚至有这个自杀的念头。
And this is the verse that I will always point to them.
这就是这个经节我所对他们说的。
Tell your heart, tell your mind, God is in control.
告诉你的心来，告诉你的头脑说，神是掌控一切的。
Stop worrying, get up and do something for God.
我们不要再担忧，我们要出来为神侍奉。
Because if you don't do that, you will be wallowing in your mire.
假如你不这样做的话，会一直在困扰着你的思想。
If you don't get up, you will sink.
假如你不出来的话，你会沉下去。
And therefore, we need to tell ourselves God is still in charge.
所以我们要告诉自己说，神掌管一切。
Really, it's not about us; it's about God.
而这不在于我们，乃是在于神。
So remember, beloved, that God has already pronounced.His benediction upon us.
所以我们要记得，就是神宣告他的祝福给我们。
Lastly, in verse 27,
最后在第二十七节说
，And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
Maybe our version doesn't bring out the pronounce the.The profundity of this truth.
也许我们的这个版本还不能够真正把这个真理的这个深度来表明出来。
But in another translation, I believe it is more accurate.
在另外一个翻译，我相信更加的准确。
In the last part of verse 27, when God says, "I will bless them,"
在最后一个部分六十七节说我要祝福他们。
It should be read like this: "I myself will bless them."
而那个翻译是这样说：“我本身会祝福他们。”
Here is God's pledge, of if you will, God's vow towards His people to bless us.
而这就是说，神起誓来祝福他自己的百姓。
And beloved, like I've said, this God of the Bible doesn't lie.
我要告诉你，亲爱的，就是圣经所说的这位神并不说谎。
He will uphold every promise made to his people.
他会向他的百姓守约施慈爱。
And therefore, beloved, this is very, very assuring. This is very, very comforting to all who will trust in him.
而这对我们一切信靠他的是很有确定的，是很有把握的。
Thank God, we are a blessed people.
感谢主，我们是蒙神所祝福的。
There's no other people than the people of God.
除了神的百姓，没有其他的百姓。
Happy is a man who made the Lord his God.
一个人以神为他的神是何等的蒙福的。
This morning, are you that blessed?
今天早上，你是否是这样蒙福的人呢？
If you are not, it could be you have not known this Jehovah.
你只要还不是的话，可能你还不认识这位神。
If you have not, it could be that you have no relationship whatsoever with the God of this Bible.
你还没有得到这个祝福，也许你还不是神的百姓所讲到的这些的应许的领受者。
And I hope that you will come into this wonderful relationship through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我希望你能够有这个对以耶稣基督有建立这个关系。
For God's people.
对于神的百姓，
What a privilege this morning as we think about the 33 years of His blessings.
我们在这33年的这个祝福是何等的美好的呢？
As you rejoice, never forget where this blessing come from.
当我们在喜乐的时候，我们不要忘记这个祝福是从哪里来的。
He is the source. He holds the key. He possesses all these, and He bestows them completely upon each one of us.
神就是那位赐恩与这一切祝福我们以这一切的这位神的源头。
Yes, each one of us.
是的，我们每一位。
Although these benedictions are to be pronounced on the church as a whole,
虽然这个祝福是对着教会来说，
yet this blessing is to be appropriated individually.
而对我们每一个人来说也是适用的。
Like someone says, it is a full portion to every believer.
而这是对所有每一位的信徒是完全的祝福的。
A full portion.
一个完整的祝福。
You don't just get one from this blessing.
你不是只是拿到一样的祝福。
You get the full blessing. Portion comes from God.
你乃是得到完全的祝福从神而来。
I may end with these words.
容许我结束以这段话。
Beloved, we are blessed so that we may be blessing to others.
亲爱的，我们被祝福乃是要使我们成为别人的祝福。
We are blessed under the preaching of the word of God. We are blessed to be in the house of God.
我们在神的家中，我们在被神祝福，借着神的话语被祝福。
For the blessing that you may be a blessing to the people out there in the world.
乃是要叫我们成为别人和世界上其他的人的祝福。
And thus God has for the last 33 years blessed this church so that you may be a lighthouse to the end of the world.
神在过去33年对我们的这个保守，也甚愿我们成为这个世上的光来光照其他的人。
So thank you for this privilege, this honor for me to come and share with you God's word.
感谢主，也谢谢大家给我这个机会来传讲神的信息。
May His words this morning rest in your hearts.
愿神的话语在我们心中使我们记得。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father.
全能的神，我们慈爱的天父，
We thank you indeed for your grace upon us.
我们为着你的恩典，实在的要感谢你。
Indeed, your abundant mercies as well.
我们实在要为你那丰盛的怜悯感谢你。
While we were yet sinners,
我们仍在做罪人的时候。
While we were yet enemies of God.
我们还做神的仇敌的时候，
Your grace has reached us.
你的恩典临到我们。
And through the Lord Jesus Christ, you have drawn us into this wonderful relationship with you.
你借着耶稣基督使我们能够进入这美好的关系与你。
Father, we thank you that each day we live, it is only because of your grace.
我们每一天能够来这样活，乃是为着因为主的恩典。
And each day that your church exists, it is only because of your grace as well.
因为这教会的存在乃是因着主的恩典。
Father, may you continue to outpour your grace abundantly upon your church.
愿主你继续的倾福赐下与你的百姓你的教会。
That your church here in Marsiling will continue to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ.
使主的教会在马西岭继续在为主发光。
Bless every member.
祝福我们的会友。
Bless every family represented here.
祝福所有的家庭在这里。
Lord, that all of us will truly realize that we have a debt to pay.
让我们都知道我们都是要还债的人。
And that is to share the gospel to those who are outside of Christ.
就是要来为主来传福音给那些还没有认识主的人。
So please help us.
求主帮助我们。
We give you much thanks.
我们求主你继续引导。
In Jesus' precious name, we ask and pray.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen.
Amen.